Hi and welcome to Matrix Moments. This is Saloni and today's episode features Anindya Datta and Sandeep Dalmia, co-founders of Stanza Living. Stanza Living is one of India's largest student housing networks and is essentially a tech-enabled co-living concept which reimagines high-quality accommodation for students in India. Stanza's presence currently spans across Tier 1 and 2 cities and goes beyond the traditional offerings and provides students with additional services such as Stanza Springboard, which focuses on providing career enhancement opportunities, and Stanza Social, a year-long community engagement for events, as well as exclusive discounted access to a curated list of restaurants, brands, and experiences for students. In conversation with them today is Gaurav Bhattacharya, Director at Matrix Partners India, and also the investment lead for Stanza Living. Gaurav looks over multiple sectors for Matrix, among which real estate tech is one.
Hi guys, welcome to Matrix Moments. My name is Gaurav, I work at Matrix, and today I'm with Anindya and Sandeep, founders of Stanza Living. Stanza is going after a massive market, which is student housing, and disrupting it using technology. Anindya and Sandeep, thank you so much for being with us today. To get started, I think it would be fantastic if you can tell us a little bit about your personal backgrounds, how that helped you start Stanza, and if there's anything else that you guys wished you would have done before you started Stanza that could have prepared you for this journey.
Thank you, Gaurav. Pleasure being here. So, I'm Sandeep. I did majority of my professional life before Stanza in a consulting company called Boston Consulting Group. Spent 6 years there. And so, I believe that experience was actually quite helpful in what I've done over the last 2 years at Stanza and building Stanza with Anindya here. So I think the first and foremost that comes to my mind is actually working with people. So BCG gave me an opportunity to actually work with a variety of people across different continents and learn from those experiences. So I think I've been able to actually figure out how to drive people at different points of time while co-located, not co-located with them, which was actually quite fundamental given the physical nature of our business. People are quite diverse and we are now in around 10 cities. So that was quite core to my role at Stanza right now. And I think the second thing I would say has actually been problem solving. So rather than being very specific skill set, I think what I've learned at BCG is to break down problems into pieces, which has again helped in this business because I don't come from a background where I've done housing or real estate in the past. So learning a new sector very, very fast, understanding different parts of the puzzle and then breaking them down into pieces which can actually be solved, getting to the root cause is something which has been quite, I think, helpful and worked across various sectors in various regions in my past life. That was something which I think was, which I was able to translate and bring here. What I think I could have done more before Stanza, probably worked at another startup or a place where I would have to take a lot of decisions on my own and then live with those decisions, whether they work or not work, which is something that I did not get an opportunity at consulting. There you help large companies make fundamental changes, but you don't take decisions which are your with, and you don't own them the outcome of those decisions.
Got it. Okay. Super helpful. Anindya, what about you?
Great. Thanks, Sandeep. Thanks, Gaurav, for having us here today. So Sandeep and I met at business school in IIM Ahmedabad, and Gaurav, you were a senior back in the day as well. Post IMA, I went to Goldman for 3 years and then spent some time with Oaktree Capital and real estate private equity. And both Goldman and Oaktree, you know, traditionally have been large owners of student housing businesses. So I think that's the context where I personally got a kind of first-hand look into the space and sector, particularly the way it's kind of set up in the Western world. And I think that's where the idea came from. And that's where Sandeep and I started talking about, you know, student housing as potential in India. It's a massive market, as you mentioned. And it's an exciting space to be in because the consumer side is super exciting. And, you know, gives us an opportunity to do multiple things. I think, obviously, having had experience in the sector was helpful. You know, had seen that space very closely and analyzed it from multiple angles. And that kind of learning, you know, we brought on to Stanza. And I think one of our key differentiators has been to be able to use this learning as a company to kind of help grow this business here today. I think one of the big things which both investment banking first, I think more so private equity taught me was ability to think through risk and risk management. And I think that's been one of the key things which I think, you know, I always approach that for every decision from a risk lens. And I think that's been super helpful, at least for me, to kind of think through scale up, you know, profitability and all those kind of key decisions which I think every founder grapples with. The other thing I would say is that I think private equity particularly taught me to be very efficient. You know, 80-20, get the 80 right, the 20 will fall in place. And so I've been very able to kind of focus on the most important things at any point of time and, you know, take calls from that. And then, you know, I will not probably spend as much time thinking about the remaining, you know, pieces of the puzzle. So yeah, I think those are things which I think definitely helped in terms of the way we thought about or when we think about Stanza here today. Honestly, unlike Sandeep, I've always planned my life very diligently. So I wouldn't have done something differently to have, you know, before starting Stanza. I think the time was right. The partner selection didn't have to happen because it organically, like, both of us felt this was the right time. I wouldn't do a business with anyone but Sandeep. Once that clicked, I think it was important that we take the plunge, and we did. And here we are today.
Fantastic. So, you know, one question that I had is that student housing is a real sector, right? There's real money, it's an existing spend. And this is unlike, you know, some of the other early stage tech companies that we see that are incremental spend, right? What made you pick this sector?
Yeah, so as I said, obviously we had a lot of context going into the space, but more importantly, and I touched upon it earlier, we realized it was a very exciting consumer segment we're going after. You know, students, and, you know, we had learned from other startups, you know, which had kind of, you know, had early successes in this country. Students had been their, you know, most successful cohort. And the ability to create a, you know, a sticky business like housing, where consumer stickiness is, you know, almost a given, and use that to then think about what else can we do with this consumer base, almost a platform-like play, sounded super exciting to us. So I think, you know, it straddles both worlds. There is a, you know, real traditional economy lens to what we do, which is, you know, it's backed by fundamental brick and mortar. But at the end of the day, the consumer base is exciting. It's very digitally savvy, you know, very social media, engaged on social media, multiple other adoption technology is super, super high. And so we felt that was an exciting lens as well. So combining the two, straddling both worlds was exciting. You know, as I said, Sandeep had done a ton of work in technology space. I had done a ton of work in the real estate space. It just seemed the right kind of marrying of both skill sets and knowledges in this space. So I think that what made sense.
Yeah, and also I remember, I mean, while Anindya was talking, I was thinking, I also, when we started, we both were debating a lot about this sector. And one of the things that always came was that there was a real problem which we had seen, which we had ourselves faced, our families had faced. And I mean, there was this discussion once where Anindya narrated a story about how his sister faced a lot of issues almost 20 years back. And then someone in my family was facing a similar issue just when we were starting. So it almost looked like that the sector had not changed. So there was definite real problem which existed. And then obviously, I mean, given we love analysis, etc., figuring out, we saw that there was definite opportunity to make real money in this business. And the problem was large enough to become an extremely exciting business. So after this, I think it was more about getting into it and then solving it, and there was no debate in our minds on doing this.
So, you know, I'll take off on technology, and I know it's very close to your heart, Sandeep. How important is technology to your business?
So I feel that this is something which is very core to what we are doing. Our focus, and from day one, the way Anindya and I have talked about it and solved, we think we are trying to solve the core issues of the business through technology than the front facing at all points of time. So the idea, I mean, there are three lenses through which we look at technology in this business. So it has to ideally help in efficiency, customer experience, or scalability, right? And these three things we believe will define how big and how large this business will become. Now, I'll give an example. So basically, this business has a large operational angle to it, and food cost is one of the largest costs that we have on our plate. Now, making it more and more efficient through technology is something which we focus on. And food wastage, which is something which is typical food wastage industry, is pretty large, and for us it is less than 10-5% in this business. And purely that comes from using technology at every layer, tracking everything and figuring out where are we losing more and more. Similarly, at customer experience front, now student attendance is a big part of what we do. student safety is core of student housing. And we've been able to solve this problem where every student can mark attendance sitting on their bed and we know who the person is. So that's the way we think about how we want to solve this business through technology. It allows us to consistently deliver experience at scale across cities, across regions.
So I think Sneak hit the nail on the head when we said that for us, technology was not necessarily about having a consumer-facing solution. I mean, that's a part of the solution we have. But for us, it was always about, are we solving real problems of the business, which was around, you know, its operational intensity, about ability to scale. Because that can be key differentiators. No one else can then, you know, solve those problems if you solve it right. And as Sandeep said, this is a big difference between what we do and, let's say, an adjacent business like hospitality, is that it's the same consumer being served the same set of services daily. So there is some degree of algorithmization, which is possible. So, you know, that's when, and it is a first principle based kind of conversation which we had. Let's figure out what are the things we need to solve for. How many of this is actually replicable? And, you know, can we then use some technology to kind of drive that? So I think it was very kind of, I don't think we had, none of what we do from a tech perspective is off the shelf or can be found off the shelf. It's solving from first principles basis and then building it out internally.
Got it. Okay. And Anindya, I want to go back to, you speaking about this being a real economy company with a real business, which obviously meant there were existing people and incumbents, right?
Yeah.
How do you guys think about creating your edge?
Yeah, so I think it follows on from the previous question. So I think the ability to, you know, as Sandeep said, to be scaled, to have, you know, high quality consumer experience and to be kind of operationally profitable is this impossible, you know, trifecta which everyone is going for. And we think technology is the holy grail which answers that. So there's a lot of tech we have adopted to kind of help us scale our businesses, to be able to solve for, supply acquisition and predicting demand, to be able to kind of make sure that the sales team is able to kind of, you know, onboard 20, 30, 40, 50,000 students in a month if required, to then supply, you know, millions of meals on a daily basis to all our consumers, and not lose money because of inventory leakages, spill fridges, et cetera, et cetera. So all of that, you know, when we think about the value chain, right from a building being onboarded to the consumer being onboarded till the consumer leaves us, to solve every part of that action through technology has been a key differentiator for us versus everybody else who's doing this at this point of time. I think a lot of people who are our competitors are solving parts of the puzzle, but they've generally taken a kind of strategic approach to using technology and said that let's understand what the value chain here is. And let's see which parts of the value chain we can actually use technology in. So I think tech has been a key kind of differentiator for us, or at least the ability to use tech and think through tech-led solutions has been kind of the key differentiator for us. I think that's why I said that this is a real economy business, but if you can bring in the right tech-led disruption, every real economy business can become suddenly incrementally valuable. And I think that's where, you know, we are focusing on.
Sandeep, anything to add on that?
So I think the only thing I would say is we have a cluster-driven approach which allows us to then scale up pretty fast. And in this business, the more you scale, the better it is in terms of your ability to deliver that experience and services to the consumer. If you spread too thin yourself, it becomes very difficult to give the kind of services we aspire to. From day one onwards, we had this cluster-driven approach which we've been able to carry forward for now almost 2 years. And each of those clusters is so large that it allows us to then give end-to-end services to our consumers. So I think a combination of a cluster-driven approach, which has allowed us to scale fast, and technology is something which has been our focus and our in our ability to fight against the incumbents in this space.
Guys, we know it's very hard to build a company without people. So would love to hear a little bit about your recruitment philosophy. And what do you look for?
Yeah, it's an interesting question because both Sandeep and I have very divergent views on hiring. But I think that brings the best of the both worlds as well.
I think we as people are diverse, you'd say.
Yeah, we're chalk and cheese in many ways. So I think, at the end of the day, the fact that you're solving a real economy problem and there are real world issues to kind of take care of and you want to build scale means that you're almost trying to achieve the impossible. Many often it seems you're trying to achieve the impossible. But there's always a way out. And I think that's why we like people who are problem solvers. We like people who have the ability to kind of you know, given an ambiguity, given a challenge, you know, find a way around it and solve for it at any point of time. So whether it is, you know, the use of, you know, people, systems, processes, technology, whatever, but people who have the innate ability to never say, take no for an answer or give no for an answer is very important. So people, I think, who are, you know, problem solvers, ability to deal with ambiguity, first principles driven kind of thinking to every problem are the kind of people we're looking for. In many ways, you know, we use this word internally, we're looking for alphas. And the more alphas you bring into the ecosystem, the more robust the internal system becomes. And I think that's what is key to the way we think about every, you know, hiring decision, every person who bring on board. I think that's it from my side.
Yeah, no, I think persistence has been the key focus. People have, having tried something extremely challenging in their past life and coming out of it, successful or unsuccessful doesn't matter per se, but having come out of it, learned something which they are now ready to take on another challenge, ready to say no, what we aspire to do, what we plan to do is not going to be easy, something which we acknowledge and we are very upfront about in our discussions with people, and people who get excited about the challenge and excited about what we want to build and they are as aspirational about building something as large is something what is very important for us as a company. Also, I think we care if people are collaborative in nature, because ours is a business where no function in isolation. I think most businesses cannot operate in isolation, but still in our business, I think the consumer experience is a true outcome of coordination between many functions. Whether it is real estate, whether it is transformation, sales, and then operations, that's how our company works. So I think it is something fundamental where people are open to working with different sets of people. And as a company, we have people who are 20, 25 years experience to people who are freshers from college. So having that respect for each other is very critical given the diverse experience nature that we have here. So this is something, another thing which not a hard metric, but something which we try and evaluate in our discussion with people.
Yeah, just to add to that, I think the one point which is important is that, you know, when you think about the space as it stands today, it's a massive market, Gaurav, as you mentioned earlier on. I think we, you know, have been lucky enough to be able to attract the right forms of capital, the right pockets of capital as well, including Matrix. So we feel like, you know, two of the kind of three key pillars to building a great business solve for, which is capital and market size. The third one is execution, right? And at the end of the day, we're looking for people who are strong at execution, you know, on a regular basis. And very often that does not necessarily come from pedigree. It does come from pedigree to some extent, but does not necessarily come from, you know, where you went to school at, or, you know, who are your friends, etc., etc., but comes from, you know, stories of failure or stories of success in your personal life. So we're looking for people who kind of, you know, able to kind of, you know, reach into that dark corner of their life and kind of, you know, bring something to the table and help solve. Because there's a very real path this company is on and a very clearly evident end point which we can get to. It's only for us to keep executing on a daily basis. We're not dependent on any market-driven kind of forces to guide us in one way or the other. So, you know, it just comes out of people who are able to execute. That's important.
Fantastic. Anindya, you spoke about PATH, and I've been lucky to have known you for a while. I know the ambition is not restricted to India. So what is the ambition, and when do you guys go global?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, I think at this point in time, the opportunity in India is massive, and we continue to kind of work towards solving for that. We are in 10 cities, but the Indian education market is a story of at least 25 large education hubs. So there are 15 more markets to kind of go into. But yes, we will look at going international. I think the cultural context from a consumer perspective is very relevant, not just in India, but also in other parts of Asia, including China, where there's a massive opportunity. And in fact, the opportunity to create a consumer-led student living business actually doesn't exist at this point in China. So in many ways, we could take this product to other markets in Asia, definitely. And you know, more and more, we're talking to meeting people from the West who are saying that even the real estate-led kind of vanilla student housing business is becoming very consumer-led slowly and steadily. So the need for an operator who's able to kind of think about the consumer and solve against the consumer is becoming more and more relevant in the Western world. So this definitely is a global problem. And globally, this is a, you know, at last count, JLL put it at $200 billion you know, market size, which is a significantly large, you know, pool to go after. So we will definitely go international. That is no doubt there on the radar. I think the immediate short-term need is to continue to kind of scale up our India business. But in the next 12 months, I'm sure we will be kind of making some announcement of going into some additional geographies for sure.
last question. If you were to give some advice to the Sandeep and Anindya of 2 or 3 years ago, you know, someone just looking to start a company, trying to disrupt a real economy sector, what advice would you give them?
So for me, I would say figure out the right partner. I think that is one of the most important things, and that has been fundamental for me. I hope it is for Anindya too. I think that is important because there'll be not just times when people will doubt what you're doing, there'll be challenges that you face in the business itself. And no matter how strong your family, friend, support ecosystem is, I think the partner is the only person who can discuss everything, who understands what you're going through and actually help you solve through it. Right? So I think that is the most important thing. And the second advice I would have is don't try to solve everything before you start. So you will not be able to solve, and the reason you're getting into it is to solve. So if the larger picture, and I would say Anindya talked about 80-20, if you have 50-60% answer or a vision towards the solution, I think that's more than enough for you to get into it. As long as you have the right partner and you broadly know the path forward, you will keep tweaking the answer to get to the right path. So I would say for me, these are just the two things that you should think about and then take the plunge into it. It's a very exciting journey. For anything, I wouldn't change what I've done over 2 years. I would just continue to do what I'm doing.
Anindya, anything from you?
Yeah, I think the one thing which I would tell the Anindya of 2017, obviously I think what the point is indeed made up very, very relevant and important, is learning empathy. Empathy, I think, is a skill which I think struggled with and still I'm coming to terms with. You know, I expect everyone to, or I used to expect everyone to perform at the same level at which, you know, Sandeep and I are doing at this point of time. But you've got to realize that everyone has their own needs, wants, limitations, which don't necessarily align at every point of time with you, but they're still aligned with the overall vision and where we are going. So it's important to be empathetic to people around you, and that's how you build a very kind of strong, loyal ecosystem of people who will then align with you in the business. I think for me, that's been the, you know, big change in terms of the importance of empathy, which I've never understood historically. I'm now beginning to understand. And I think that's one thing which I would say for any founder who's scaling up today, that I think at least, I know all the founders, you know, who are in the Matrix portfolio and other portfolios are all alphas by themselves, but the ability to be empathetic just makes you a better founder, better kind of leader. And I think that's very important as the journey matures and gets better.
Fantastic, guys. Thank you so much for doing this, and thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Gaurav.
Thanks, Gaurav. Thanks, Matrix, for being a partner.
Thank you for listening, and you can find the transcribed version of this podcast on matrixpartners.in. You can also follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn for more updates.